boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I be darned. I found him.
Praise
be that I found the Post Malone Oreos. Shout out to listener Randy, right?
Yeah.
Randy texted in 3 minutes before the show started yesterday and says, I don't know if you found the Post Malone Oreos, but I have spotted them at Casey's on Edgewood and F Ave.
Yes.
And I said, I'll be there after the show.
Exactly where you went.
So I went there. And as soon as I walked in, they were right there.
Did they have... Okay, so here's what's weird about all this, once again, is that you saw rumblings of this. They weren't even actually announced until yesterday. Uh-huh. And they're already out.
They're not supposed to be.
So was there like a display?
No, and that's where I... It's with other Oreos. It's not a display. Not at all. Not like a cool little box.
And I was expecting like a cardboard cutout.
No.
Maybe that's to come.
Yeah, because I think we have them out too early.
Right.
And I don't think people understand that they're not supposed to be out anyways.
Right.
So it's with other regular Oreos, and it's just on a shelf that says $6.99.
Mm.
So I think it was a mistake. So I brought them in for you to taste test.
Okay. Because they're not
already had some.
They're not just Post Malone. I mean, they are Post Malone branded, but they're Posties Swirled Salted Caramel and Shortbread Flavor Cream.
But what I didn't know about them, and if you look at the back of the packaging, is that it has the gold Oreo.
Oh, I hate the gold Oreo.
Are you serious?
But one chocolate Oreo.
So it's one chocolate Oreo, one gold Oreo, and then you've got the salted caramel in the middle.
And
I've ate a lot.
They smell nice. And they also have little...
like 9 different designs.
Yeah, little like stamps in them. Oh, it does smell good. Okay, so I'm just the only one trying it.
Well, I can eat one too if you'd like.
I mean, I don't care.
I've had how many? We're not going to talk about how many of these Oreos I've had, but I wanted you to try one. And I wanted to see what you thought. I will tell you, I think they're probably the best Oreo I've ever had in my entire life. Now, I think I'm biased, so...
You are.
That you shouldn't listen to me.
It is good. It tastes like coffee to me.
Really? Yeah. I did not get that.
I mean, it's salted caramel, but it tastes like coffee.
But it tastes like coffee.
It's good.
I did not get that.
I don't. Do I think this tastes like Post Malone? I don't know. I don't know what that
means. It probably tastes like Bud Light.
I was going to say cigarette. So
well, there's
both not great flavors. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, here's what tripped me up is that I don't know if the guy checking me out at the gas station knew who I was and knew I was coming.
Well, you did announce it like 6 times yesterday.
Or he knew that it was wrong having it out on the shelf.
Oh.
Here's why. Because when I went and I ran right to the Oreos because I was like, I'm not having this taken away from me. I'm going to get these Oreos and I'm going to hope to God it doesn't like ring up saying, cannot sell.
Yeah, invalid.
Yeah. And so I immediately went there and he goes, and I've never went to this gas station before. I've gone to to other ones, but not this specific one before. And he goes, let me know how those taste. What do you mean, let you know how those taste? I've never been here before. We don't know each other. What do you mean I'm going to let you know how these taste? My thing on that is that he knows that it was wrong to have them out on the shelf because they're not supposed to be out until February 3rd.
Maybe.
And he's like, let me know how those taste because we're not supposed to have them out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Or if he knew who I was and knew I was coming, he's like, I know who you are. Let me know how those taste.
Or
I don't know.
He was like, trying to tell you, can you open that up right now? I'm starving.
Maybe that wasn't yet. Nav is break yet.
Give me a little taste.
Crap.
I got 2 hours till my 15. Please.
I should have shared. My man.
You got to go back and give him a cookie.
I think I might try to apply to work for Oreo. I don't know if they're hiring, but I have a genius idea and they should hire me. Or I'll give it to them for free in their Instagram DM.
For more Post Malone Oreos?
No, a naked Oreo.
A naked Oreo.
Let me explain. So yesterday, you and I did a trivia question about Oreos.
Yeah.
And I was on this website looking up fun facts about Oreos before we did the trivia question. And that's when I found out that 84% of men eat the Oreos whole. 41% of women twist the cookies in half, eat one little cookie, and then eat the other one 10 seconds later.
That's what I do.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. I've never done that before. So then I finally did it today. And I was like, wait a minute, this is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I, though, like the one cookie without the frosting or the cream or whatever. Mm. I like that. I like the naked cookie.
I eat the naked cookie first and then save the best for last, which has the cream on
it. I ate the cream first because I was like, oh, this is going to be too sweet. Let's just get it done and over with. Ate the naked last because it was so good. Mm. Here's the thing. I think Oreo should do a naked cookie and they do this whole big marketing thing. It could be like 2 to 3 months long. It's called the Naked Oreo. And they go, we've lost our cream. You know, it's gone missing or whatever. They make up something dramatic, okay? And then they ask the people to come up with their own filling.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? So then they only sell the biscuit part, the cookie part, and then you have to come up with your own filling. I'm thinking peanut butter. I'm thinking jelly. I'm thinking you could put a banana in there. This is a and then you could tell the people like, oh, send us a video or send us pictures of like whatever you filled it with. And then if you have the best idea, you win some odd money. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is a really an idea, but really just because I want naked Oreos.
I'm just trying to think of what else I would put in there. I don't know.
Well,
cookie dough.
Oh my God.
That'd be good.
That would be so good.
Frosting. I don't know what else.
Just regular. See, because this is like a cream. You could do frosting. Mm-hmm. A Cool Whip. Oh my God. Cool Whip.
That I would
cool
like
would
that.
Be so good.
A brownie. I don't know.
Yes. I don't. See, you get it. Cheesecake.
Yeah.
Pudding.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay. Well, now you're getting nasty.
I want to get a little dicey with it.
See what now you just got gross.
Get a little hootie with it.
But hear me out. I think we should do naked Oreos.
Well, I guess, or you could buy a bunch and then just keep scoop the frosting out. I don't know.
That might be the cheaper way. You're all I need.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Tis the season for lots of engagement. It normally starts around Christmas that they start popping up through like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wedding season is normally, the busy time is like summer. So there is a website called Wed Society who surveyed a bunch of vendors across the United States who do wedding stuff.
Like cakes and venues, I'm assuming?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they wanted to get their opinion to predict what they think are going to be the big wedding trends for 2025. So I want to fire through some of them I feel like have been on.
Dude, I
can
only imagine what would be popular.
Well, a lot of things as far as like fashion goes. Number 10 was themed dress codes, like asking everybody to show up in black or...
Everybody?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
I've seen people doing that. The photos are super aesthetically pleasing.
I mean, you think about
pleasing.
It. If you're going to have everybody in the photo, that's a good idea. Because mm-hmm. then it's all aesthetically pleasing.
Or photos of people, like if you have like rows of seats, it's really nice to look at.
But when my sister got married just last summer, she didn't do like everybody at the wedding in the photo. We did like everybody who's like family.
Yeah.
Like friends and family, like friends. You're not in it.
Right.
But family, I could see them all needing to be a part of a dress code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's for everybody to attend. There's also multiple wedding dresses is...
Multiple?
Becoming more popular. I know some people do a ceremony. Some people do a reception. Some people do like a goodbye dress situation.
Uh-huh. For 20 seconds?
I guess so. I mean, if you got it like that.
I do not have the money for that.
Mismatched bridesmaid dresses. I feel like we've seen that a lot the last couple of years where maybe it's all
the same
color, just a little bit different. Some other
top trends. It when they get it from like secondhand stores. I think that always turns out really cool.
Some other stuff that's going to be more popular in 2025, experiential wedding weekends. So not just having the wedding and the reception, but like... having a welcome party the day before or...
This makes me think of Nick Jonas and Priyanka. Did they not do something like this?
I have no idea.
I thought they did something like this.
Maybe. I don't know. I just recently got a wedding invite to one of my friends from college and they're having like a welcome party the Friday night before. And I was like, okay, this must be like a newer thing. If you're in town, come mm-hmm. hang out. If not,
I mean, my sister
totally
did.
Fine.
We did a dinner that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was the wedding. And then Sunday was like a goodbye brunch. Like we're off
like
to our
that.
Honeymoon.
I like
so
that.
Because sometimes during the wedding, you don't really get to talk. because they have to work the crowd.
Right.
So, you know, dinner we got to really talk, and then brunch we really got to talk. Mm-hmm. It also makes the people coming out of town worth their while.
Yes, so much more time. But the number one thing that is going to be the top wedding trend of 2025 is hiring a wedding content creator.
My sister wanted to hire you.
I remember this.
Yeah, she had talked about it. I don't think it was because like she didn't ended up like not wanting you. It just because wedding got too chaotic. Mm-hmm. But she talked about hiring you because she knew she had a photographer.
Yep.
But then that photographer's only going to get photos of like the day.
Yep.
She wanted more of behind the scenes so she wouldn't forget about it. And then, you know, wedding planning is chaotic, so she never got around to asking you. But she wanted to hire you that day.
There are people who are hiring photographers, videographers to have like a wedding video. And then some people are even hiring somebody separate for a wedding content creator. So like short form, TikTok style, maybe using the trending sounds and doing just that. And maybe even posting like live updates to your Instagram story.
This is a job I think I could do because I love weddings,
mm-hmm.
but I don't ever think I could be a wedding planner because I don't know if I can handle a bridezilla, but I think I could do that because that's a fun part of a wedding.
Yeah, I think so too.
That would be a fun job.
Could you imagine spending a couple $1,000s to hire somebody to make you TikToks for you?
No, I'll just make my bestie do it. You want to do it? I'll give you free beers. You know what? Deal.
Make it White Claws. I'm down.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You've heard me talk a lot about these two walls I'm trying to make at the gym. One for perfect attendance or best attendance, and the other one for losing a certain amount of body fat. 3%, 6%, 12%. It goes on. Well, today was the day if I find out if I made the wall. Would you like the good news or the bad news?
Well, maybe the bad news, get it out of the way.
Okay. Well, the bad news is that the Wi-Fi was down a couple days at my gym. She doesn't sound like a bad thing. However, it's an awful thing.
Oh.
Because the days that it was down, it didn't count for me being there.
Oh.
And I'm glad I asked because when I met with my coach today, I said, how many days do you have that I've been at the gym this month? And he goes, I only have you here like that you've been here 10 days. And I go, that's wrong.
You had 10 out of the last 23?
Wrong. I've been here 15 days.
Oh.
And if I continue this rate, I will, on the 31st, be here for 23 days. I'm going to make this board for good attendance.
Mm.
He's like, well, our Wi-Fi was down, so it didn't count you. I said, well, you better make sure it does.
So he's going to pencil that in?
He's like, well, we can count it. I trust you. I said, well, good, because I've been keeping count. Because on my iPhone notes, I keep count of every day I've been in.
Did you have a suspicion that the Wi-Fi was down, or
no,
you just
I didn't.
Asked?
I just, for some reason, okay, so the way that we, like, beep in, you know, because every gym's got a way. You either have a key, you got a fob, or you got something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way that I just noticed there was a couple days that the beep beep didn't sound normal. It wasn't like beep beep, it was beep. And just something felt wrong about that, like maybe I wasn't getting accounted for.
Mm.
And so I just wanted to make sure I really was.
Okay.
And I'm glad I asked.
That is a good thing.
So They are going to take my word for it. And I'm like, you better.
Good.
Otherwise, your manager's waiting for me.
Okay.
So that's the bad news. The other bad news with that is that there's a possibility that I still could also not make this list, even though I've made it for 23 days, that there are people who are doing their New Year's resolution and could have the top 10 people could all be people who went 31 days.
That's true. January's tough.
Yeah, I know. So there is a big chance I could also not make this wall. They had to give me the talking to about that.
Oh.
Here's the good news I have for you. Did I make the wall? I, in fact, made the 3% wall! Yeah! Yeah! He was going over how much weight I've lost. I lost 3 pounds.
Nice.
In a month. Woo! And then he was going over, like, all my things. And I did threaten him before the meeting. I want to make that clear. Coach Taylor, that's his name, not you. I said, if I don't make this wall, I will threaten you on the radio.
Oh, my God.
So thank you for helping me get. Then I went back and I was like, you didn't just say I made the wall because I threatened you, right?
Well, that's scary.
He's like, no, you really did make the wall. So I made the wall because I've lost 3% of body fat over, like, it took me an entire year to do this almost.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the wall. But I looked like a rat because here's the thing. I wasn't supposed to have my meeting with him until like 12:30. But they got me right after my workout. They were like, hey, you want to bump up your meeting? I'm free. I was like, I just did stair steppers for 40 minutes. Mm. If I make this wall, we are not taking a picture.
Oh.
So I made the wall and he was like, okay, you ready to take your picture? And I said, no, I'm coming back. Let me go home. Let me look like, you know, Kim Kardashian, and then I'll come back.
And you did?
Yes. They all made fun of me because I went home to do my makeup for this photo.
But you made it.
I made the wall,
so now,
and I look
question,
hot.
Does it stay there forever?
Yes.
Until you move up?
Then you get a second photo. From what I can tell, is there's somebody who's made it on the 6%. They made it on like the 12%. They got photos for each percentage.
Mm.
So then I'll get a second photo for the 6%.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's my next goal is, I guess, 6%, which is going to take a really long time. So I guess we're still going to hear about this stupid wall.
Cross that bridge when it comes.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Not much going on out there. It is blinding, the sun reflecting off the snow. However, we got to talk about the sirens again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
So if you remember, was it yesterday that Linn County Emergency Management was like, hey, we're going to do some tests. We know it's not the first Wednesday of the month, but just know if you hear sirens, not an emergency.
And it was supposed to happen from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. I didn't hear anything on the southwest side. But remember that one day when I heard it and then I told you nobody else did?
Yeah.
I'm not on the southwest side.
Right.
So I wonder if they did do tests yesterday. And then again, people on the southwest side, y'all ain't hearing it.
Right. So they are going to be doing more tests again tomorrow from 1 until 6. So again, if you hear sirens, just know that it is on purpose. Because they're doing tests.
Oh, you know what I was just thinking?
Hmm.
I feel bad for the morning scramble.
Why?
That's their nap time.
Oh.
You know, imagine, you know, Eric's sleeping on the couch and he hears it. He's probably, and you know, you have those deep sleeps in the afternoon. The afternoon naps are the best naps.
It is.
He's going to wake up and be like, oh my Whoa. God, what's happening? Is
Where
it the end
am
of the
I?
World? And no, Eric, it's just a test. You're fine.
Well, yeah, you and
Maybe
anybody
he
else.
Maybe needs to leave a sticky note next to him.
Write it on your hand.
This is a test and only a test. Yeah, that way when he
like,
wakes
whoa.
Up.
Oh, yeah, just
it was a test.
I can go back to bed.
He needs to do that.
Just know, tomorrow, 1 till 6, if you hear some sirens, you're good. It's
oh,
just
yeah.
a test.
And the Cedar Rapids Police Department would like you to not call 911.
Don't call them. It's just a test.
We want to know, what movie has the best soundtrack in your opinion? Call us and let us know at 319-200-1029. This happened to me. I was, you know, bored and I started cross stitching because that's been my hobby lately. And I was like, I need something on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling a chick flick. So I was like, well, we got Legally Blonde. Or we got 13 going on 30.
Ah.
13 going on 30 was on a streaming service. That means I didn't have to get a DVD player
Easy.
Out.
Got, yeah.
You know, I was going to do that. And as I'm watching 13 going on 30, I'm like, oh my God, the soundtrack for this movie? We're sleeping on this. This thing is so freaking good. I mean, let's talk about Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Hmm.
And then, I mean, this is just to name a few. You've got the Thriller song
because yep.
they have that dancing scene
yep.
with her iconic dress that everybody wants, right? You got Jessie's Girl, which is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
This is just to name a few. So I'm like 13 going on 30. So then I watched it over the weekend. Then I missed work on Monday because I had a sick pet. Tuesday, while I'm working, I was listening to the 13 going on 30 soundtrack.
Which is hilarious because I feel like even just the ones that you just named, and then there's so many other like
oh, yeah.
teeny
Ice
bopper
Ice
songs. Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a wide variety of music.
Oh, yeah. For that movie, I was looking at the list of like songs that are on it. It's a very wide variety, but
uh-huh.
it all fits. Each
right.
song fits the scene really, really well. And even if it like... you're not watching the movie. If you just listen to the soundtrack, I mean, the vibes are there.
You feel like Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
Did you?
when I was working on Tuesday, did I not have a glow?
Definitely.
We want to know what movie soundtrack is the best in your opinion. Let us know. You can call us at 319-200-1029. Taylor's saying she's seeing a lot of this on our Facebook page, but Stephanie texted in on the text line at 319-200-1029, and she said Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. I mean, Mr. Blue Sky, that sets up the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And Taylor's like, I have no
idea.
I
haven't seen it. I know. I've been told so many times.
Just look up that scene. You don't even need to watch. You do need to watch the movie. But just look up that scene and you'll fall in love and then you'll watch the movie.
Okay. Well, yeah, that gives me a good reason to, I guess. So I was really trying to think about what soundtrack I'm like, I could listen to at any point and I love it. And I'm going to agree with Jennifer on our Facebook page and say The Greatest Showman.
Oh,
here's the thing. They have so many vibes on this soundtrack. There are happy songs. There are sad tearjerkers.
Yes.
There are empowerment songs. Oh my God. I was obsessed with it when it came out. Me and my old roommate watched it like once a week.
Uh-huh.
And we would learn the dances and sing the songs. And then I found out when I met my boyfriend Curly once, we were riding in the car together like early on. He had his phone on shuffle and The Greatest Showman started playing one of the songs. And he was like, God, I love this movie. And I was like, wait a minute.
Me too.
I love this movie. So now every once in a while we play one of those songs and it's like, God, we love this movie. It's so good.
Okay. You went and saw, we did Saturday Night Lights on Saturdays and we would go out and look at Christmas lights. I freaking love when people put their light displays to The Greatest Showman. Have you seen anybody do that yet?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's always so emotional. That will make me cry. If you do your Christmas light display to The Greatest Showman, you could get tears out of me.
Oh my God.
Okay, I get it. Movies are great. Actors make it great. But the music sometimes make it top tier. And we want to know what movie has the best soundtrack of all time. Let us know at 319-200-1029.
So many great suggestions on the text line. Andrea said Mamma Mia, which is a classic.
Yeah.
Dude.
I've never seen that one. I
I can't. When they go, I've been cheated by you. Changes my life.
Oh, dear God. I know I should. Because you know how many times it's like played at like weddings?
Yeah, and like Dancing Queen.
Yeah,
are you okay?
I'm inherently not.
No. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm gonna be a movie weekend. I clearly can tell.
Yep. Buckle up, Jared. What movie do you think has the best soundtrack?
I'd say Ready Player One.
Oh, why is that?
It's got some bangers on there, classics that they feature during big moments.
Yeah. I mean, not wrong. I was like, okay, I want to look up Ready Player One soundtrack. Not wrong there. We've got Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears. You got I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince. Earth, Wind, and Fire's on there.
Oh, my God.
You've got Bruce Springsteen, The Temptations. I mean, like, the list is good on here.
That's a good lineup.
Have I seen this movie?
Probably not, based on anything else we've talked about. I'm going to guess no.
Yeah.
Addison, what movie do you think has the best soundtrack?
Trolls World Tour.
Don't. I'm just here to disappoint and tell you.
No, I haven't seen that either.
Okay, great.
I do know people love that for the music, though.
That is a movie that is that it pleases the young crowd and the us adult crowd.
Isn't Justin Timberlake constantly making music for the Trolls movies?
I thought also Kelly Clarkson. Am I wrong?
I have no idea.
And you can't go wrong with Kelly Clarkson. I gotta watch the Trolls. I want to. I'm gonna do nothing but watch movies this weekend.
14-hour movie marathon. We actually have Deb on the phone. She's pretty upset because have never seen anything, I don't think.
Oh my God. I literally screamed at the radio. Destiny hasn't seen Breakfast Club.
I know. I'll do it this weekend, I promise.
Oh my God, it's like your parents didn't raise you right or something.
You're not wrong. No, I'm just kidding. Do you have a soundtrack that you're like, it is killer? Like, you love it so much?
Well, that's what I texted in. I texted that in.
Oh, you were the one who said that. Oh, I am so sorry. I offended you.
Disappointment.
I will make things right. You listen to the show Monday, and I'll have a report for you.
Okay.
I'm always very annoyed that my boyfriend Curly can fall asleep at the drop of a pin. It takes 2 seconds.
Neighbor man would say the exact same thing about me. You are neighbor man. Neighbor man is you.
It's so frustrating. So last night I was like, you know what? Let me try your melatonin that you use.
Does he do it every night?
Not all. If he's like really exhausted, no. Or on the weekends, no. But he's been on a kick lately because we're trying to go to bed earlier and wake up earlier. So I took one of his little melatonin things because I'm like, clearly they work for you because you fall asleep so fast. So I took one, and then we're hanging out on the couch, and I'm like, ooh, it's 8:45, and I'm sleepy. I'm a little sleepy. I'm yawning. I think this might be actually really good. So I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go lay in bed. He's like, great. This is awesome. We're going to be in bed by 9 o'clock. Yeah, this is the life I want to live. So
she's
officially
in her grandma era.
I am. Laying in bed. I'm like, okay, shoot. I don't know if it's because I got up. I'm not really that tired anymore. And then I notice the same TikTok sound has been played like 15 times behind me because I was not facing Curly. I look over and he's asleep. Zonked. KO'd. I'm like, I wanted to have my moment. I wanted to be the one to fall asleep first for once. And he is knocked out. So I'm like, hello, are you asleep? No, I'm not asleep. I'm like, okay, well, you just played the same TikTok 14 times and your phone is face down. So
you are in fact asleep.
You're asleep. Plug your phone in and I'm going to turn around and be angry again because now I'm not tired anymore because I'm mad. And I'm gonna have to scroll, and I think I did for another like hour after that because I was like, I thought that this was gonna be good, and it wasn't.
Okay, I that is the exact same thing for Neighbor Man. Like he cannot sleep. The other night, it was like not last night, but the night before, I woke up in the middle of the night at like 1 a.m. and I hear doo 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 because he's like watching YouTube, and I'm like, are you awake? He goes, yeah, I can't fall asleep. I've been watching YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know that, like, the other person, me and Curly, like, we feel awful.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I do.
No, he doesn't.
That we pass out quickly. Because we want you guys to fall asleep.
I can't.
But also, like, we feel awful that you guys can't, but also don't give it to us.
Right. So,
respectfully keep it for yourself.
I'm going to try it again tonight, and you know what? I'm going to fall asleep on the couch.
Do it.
I'm going to give instructions to carry me to bed. Don't wake me up.
Yes.
Because clearly the couch did it for me.
Why doesn't he drive you around like our parents used to? Because you know what? You used to fall asleep like a baby in the car.
I'm going to try that tonight. Uh-huh. 100%. Hey.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm not much of a betting woman, but I can tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't. But according to TikTok.
Are you psychic now and you didn't tell me? Tell me if I will win the lottery one day?
Oh.
Sorry for selfish reasons.
No, I'm no sort of psychic. And I know that the teams aren't even decided yet. There's still games going on. But there's a little bit of a theory going around on TikTok that says the official Super Bowl logo can tell you who's in the game and apparently who can win. So, you know, they always put out, they do it in Roman numerals. They come out with a new, like, colorful logo every year. And it's kind of themed toward where the game's going to be at that year, like which stadium, what state, what city. So to give a little proof, I guess, and I'm doing air quotes over proof, 3 years ago, the logo was orange and yellow.
I think that's kind of when people started to catch on was after that year.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it was orange and yellow, and the Bengals, who are orange, and the Rams, who are blue and yellow, played in that game.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, the logo was greenish, tealish, and red. The Eagles,
I was going to say that,
who are greenish, tealish, and the Chiefs, who are red, played in that game. Last year, the logo was red and purple. This is where it gets a little hooty, in my opinion. The logo is red and purple, and the 49ers and the Chiefs played. Well, both of those teams are red, and the guy in the video that I watched said the purple was Taylor Swift because she was the star of the show. I don't know. That one, so, whatever. But to tell who the winner is going to be, they say that the primary color, and from what he's explaining, it sounds like the color that is appearing most at the bottom of the logo is the color of the winning team.
Not just like whatever's the most.
Right, because at first overall, I was like, well, that's not true. So you have to look at what color is at the bottom of it to be able to predict. So this year's logo is officially out for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And it is red with like a bright lime green. Like I said, I know there's still games going on to decide who's going to the Super Bowl. So he explained in the video that based on that and based on this theory that it will be the Chiefs and the Eagles in the game because of the red for the Chiefs, mm-hmm. the greenish for the Eagles.
I had a feeling it would be the Chiefs.
And the color, the primary color that appears most at the bottom of the logo is green. So he's saying
that really, the Chiefs wouldn't win.
The
okay.
Eagles, supposedly based on the Super Bowl logo theory, are going to win the Super Bowl. Do with that information what you will. Don't bet and put my name on
that,
it.
Don't do that. Don't, nope. Don't listen to Taylor. She's just giving you theories.
I kind of want to go home and ask my boyfriend, Curly, about this and be like, what do you think? Because he's probably going to be like, no, this is dumb.
I'm not going to, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to show up to the parties.
Mm.
I'm going to be like, Eagles going to win. I already know it. Eagles going to win. All right, let's have some buffalo chicken dip. And then as we watch the game, they're all going to look at me like I was some weirdo because I screened something. And then they'll be like, wow, she's smart. She knows what she's talking about.
What if they aren't even in the game?
No, it's not the Eagles.
The Eagles are going to win. And you're like, ma'am, the Rams are playing.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Somebody has escaped from the trap that I've had them in. And I need help.
I'm scared you're going to jail.
Well, it's not what you think. Put away the 911. You don't need it for this. I have been putting our dog, Gazaw. I've been putting our dog, Gazaw, in a little playpen when we go to work.
Mm.
It's like, it literally almost looks like a baby playpen, to be quite honest for you. But it was four dogs. I got it off of Amazon. But I've been doing this because originally we would kind of guard him off and only have him in the living room, and we would put like a baby gate up.
Yeah.
The thing is that I'd come home and there would be, well, disasters, the best way to put it. He would make it his bathroom.
Got it.
Is the best way to put it. So I was sick and tired of cleaning up bathroom messes. So then I was like, we're going to get a playpen.
Mm-hmm.
So that you are contained in one little space. I come home yesterday and Zaw is no longer in the playpen and is roaming free in the house.
Oh.
And so I was like, okay, it must mean that neighbor man didn't put him away.
Mm.
Called him and he's like, no, I did. I swear I put Zaw away. This morning we put him away in the playpen and we just stand in the kitchen and we just wait because we have this feeling that he knows how to now jump out of the playpen. And not even 2 minutes later, he jumps out. I put him back in the playpen and immediately jumps out again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think the playpen is doable anymore. So then neighbor man's like, what if we put a blanket over the playpen?
Yeah.
Maybe that will keep him in. Then he can't like jump out. I put a blanket over, but I make sure the sides that have his air vents, still the air vents, good flow of air and all that fun jazz. I put the blanket over. I sit there and I wait. Here comes Fat Mochi. And he's like, oh, cool. A flat surface to lay on. I'm going to jump up there.
Cat behavior.
Jumps up there and there goes the blanket. And now comes, plop, Zaw. He's out free. I'm like, this is not going to work out. I don't know what to do. I'm nervous because here's the thing. I could let the dog roam free because we've also done a kennel. That didn't work out because he tinkles everywhere in the kennel is the best way to put it and then rolls around in it. And then I have to wash him every single night.
Right.
So we can't do the kennel either. So I don't know what to do. And I can't let him roam free in the house, which I'm letting him do today. And I'm terrified of it. It's one thing to pick up the messes. That's fine. He's still in the teething phase.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come home and everything I love will be destroyed. I know he's going to find wires that I've tried to hide all wires. I really did. But I'm sure he's going to find wires and he's chewing on them right now. Or he's going to get the kitchen towel off of the hook and he's going to eat that. He eats everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid of what I'm going to come home to today. You watched me a couple minutes ago. I was watching the security cameras and I'm just terrified of what's going to happen when I get home. I don't know what to do anymore, and I'm desperate. I have no idea. Like, it's the teething part that I have the problem. It's one thing if I come home and I have to clean up messes. I don't care. I don't know what to do about the teething part. I've given him a teething toy. He don't care. He wants the real things. He wants to eat crap he's not supposed to.
Mm. I have a question. Where are you putting the playpen?
In the living room.
Do all the other pets have access to that?
Yes. Okay. So Fat Mochi could come visit him. And
maybe that's the problem. Maybe he's like, what the heck? All these guys are out here. I want to join the party.
I want to be where the people
that's
are.
That's why he's jumping out. Because all his friends, his brothers and sisters, are hanging out outside.
Now I gotta find one room he could be by himself with his gigantic playpen. Oh my God.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's the only problem is I care about too many things.
Well, maybe this is your sign
to stop caring.
To do a little part. Well, or just stop caring.
Last night I was in like a mood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Needing my number one love language, which is physical touch. So I turned to neighbor man and I was like, I think I want some cuddling.
Mm.
But here's the thing is I kind of realized that we don't, we don't cuddle like normal people do.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, like I guess I always just assume normal people cuddle like spooning wise. So I was like, can we do that? I think we maybe done it twice since we've been together.
Mm.
So we do it, and then like not even 5-10 minutes later, I'm like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to go back to laying back on my back. This hurts my back. And he's like, great, I can't feel my arm anymore. What is a man supposed to do with his arm? Whoever's the big spoon, what are you supposed to do with your arm?
Right.
Which, not wrong, dude. Not wrong. I don't know what you're supposed to do with your arm. That's why I always choose to be baby spoon, okay?
Exactly.
So I'm like, I don't know if this is is this a red flag that like, if we don't cuddle, like I guess you're supposed to, is that a problem? We cuddle in other ways. Like, you know, if we're laying, I'll always make sure I have my hand on his thigh or he's got his hand on my thigh or we're holding hands.
Mm.
That's our cuddling. But I can't do the spooning. It's too hard for me. Is that a concern?
That means the honeymoon phase is over.
Oh, no.
No, 100%. I feel like that is like when you know, like, okay, we don't have to pretend anymore.
Okay.
We know what's good. Because I feel like, when I first started hanging out with my boyfriend Curly, he would do the thing where he's like, okay, my arm is under your head, like awkwardly. Uh-huh. And he didn't tell me until later on, like, I could not feel my fingers by the end of the evening, but I was too scared. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to impress anything. Right. And at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, I was really uncomfortable because your legs made me really sweaty. So let's not do that. So I don't think, even now, if like I'm going to bed and he rolls over to big spoon, I'm like, okay, this is nice for like 5 minutes. And he falls asleep and snores in my ear. And then
that's true love right there.
He puts his leg over one of my legs and is like dead weight. I'm shaking him off me like, ah, oh, God, I can't do it anymore. I need my own space. Same thing with the couch. I know people are like, oh my gosh, we should like snuggle on the couch and watch a movie.
But we don't even do that.
No, we got way too big of a couch to be laying right next
to each other. I got the recliners. Why do I want to cuddle?
There's a footstool for me and a footstool for him.
Yeah.
Why would we waste the opportunity to have our legs stretched out?
Okay, great. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I'm like, respectfully, I would rather hit the button and go, and then I hit the recliner, you know, and then I'm reclined. Ah, I don't want to be barely on the couch. Like,
one of us
has to be squished and the other one has to be hanging on for dear life. Because if you just sneeze or you breathe wrong, you're off the couch.
No, real love is stay on your side.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I am on the hunt tonight to find these stupid Post Malone Oreos.
They were just announced officially today.
They were.
But we got word on the text line that they are out there.
They're in town. People have been spotting these for weeks now, and I don't even know how you've been finding them because they weren't supposed to be announced until today.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody texted us and said they found them in town. So I'm on the hunt to find these stupid Post Malone Oreos because I want them badly.
I wish you the best of luck, even though they're not technically supposed to come out until February, but people keep finding them.
And I'm hoping tonight I will. So I'm manifesting it by doing an Oreo trivia question.
Perfect.
So the question is, how many names has the Oreo cookie had in its lifetime? I want to make this clear. It's names, not flavors.
Mm. God, flavors would be insane.
Yeah, we're not talking about flavors.
We're talking names, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Because apparently they've had an identity crisis.
I would never guess that about my girl Oreo. I mean, same.
Yeah, right? That's me every day. What are you talking about?
Truly.
How many names has the Oreo cookie had in its lifetime?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
This might be the most stupidest and most selfish.
Same thing.
Trivia theme I've ever done, and I don't really care. We are doing an Oreo trivia question because I'm on the hunt for these stupid Post Malone trivia questions.
Oh, what's going on? You're just only thinking about the Oreos.
That I'm hungry, Taylor. I got to find them.
You're not buying them to eat them.
Yeah, I'm buying two packages. One to keep on my shrine for another 20 years, and then one to eat.
Great.
So two packages better be left at the store for me.
I'd like to try one because I'm actually excited about the flavor. And
if I find one, we will have a taste test on Those Girls Incorporated tomorrow.
Perfect.
You bet your butt.
Because what are they, caramel?
Yeah, like salted caramel.
Yeah.
Wait, stop talking about it. People are going to buy it.
Sorry.
You can buy it effective after I've bought it.
Got it.
And only after I bought it.
I'm not going to look for them.
Because I'm trying to buy these stupid Post Malone Oreos. That's the theme for tonight's trivia question. How many names has the Oreo cookie had in its lifetime? We're not talking about flavors, just names.
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 0942 said four different names.
That's a lot of names.
It is, because it's just an Oreo. What else could it be?
Well, you would think, they've probably been around for a while. At some point, you're going to have a name change. Wouldn't McDonald's have a name change, didn't they? Every corporation's had a name change. Didn't we have a name change? We did. We were a country station.
I guess I never thought about it like that.
See, everybody's had a name change. But four is a lot. You clearly don't know who you are.
I just know them as Oreos. I don't know.
5783 said 97.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's more like flavors. But even then.
Oh, my God.
There's probably way more than even 97 flavors.
You think?
Yeah.
That there's been over 97 flavors. You've got to run out.
Flavors, I should say. I think there's probably over 97 flavors and designs. Because, they have the orange ones for Halloween. They have the red ones for Christmas.
They've got Star Wars. Which, the flavor's the same.
I never had that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that
the
one with Pop Rocks in it?
No.
Didn't they have that? I don't
know. Well, maybe they had Pop Rocks. But just recently, around Christmas time, we got the Star Wars one for my family. Mm-hmm. And you would open up the package, and all of the Oreos would either be red, and you would find out if you were the bad Star Wars character, or it would be the other color, and I can't remember what the other color was. And then you find out if you were good, and we got the bad one.
They should have done that with Wicked.
Smart! Why are you not for Oreo?
Hire me. Anyways, we're not even talking about flavors tonight. 4283 guessed three different names.
That makes sense.
Sure. I don't know what's normal.
Again, I think maybe companies probably only go through two name changes. One to two. Right?
I feel it. Yeah, it's got to be not that common.
You don't want to confuse your clientele, right? So you don't want to go through.
But an Oreo is an Oreo. Everybody knows Oreo, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it Oreo when I was little, or is this a Mandela effect? I don't know.
Good question. I don't know either.
Let me know on the text line.
How many names has the Oreo cookie had in its lifetime? Not flavors, names.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
Now, does the Post Malone count? Because it's post-Oreo. Does that count as a name?
No.
Oh.
Still Oreo, right? No.
I don't know.
I guess I don't make the rules either. I don't know.
T-minus 32 minutes until I can leave and go find these Post Malone Oreos. I mean, I'm not counting. But I am.
I hope, number one, that they're not sold out. Number two, that it's not a lie.
That the Post Malone Oreos are not a lie?
Yeah, because we got it on the text line, right?
Mm-hmm. That person didn't lie to me?
Yeah, they didn't. To be fair, I don't want to question you. Was it Randy?
It was. Yeah.
I don't want to question you, Randy, but you did not send a picture.
Where was the photographic proof?
So I'm just saying, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Why would they lie about it? Maybe for funsies.
Well, here's where I'm also a little nervous is that I went to two grocery stores that are the exact... gas stations yesterday that are the exact same gas stations, Casey's, and their layout was the exact same. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and Randy suggested a Casey's you didn't go to.
So how is that one going to be different than the two I went to? The two I went to didn't have it. How does one have it?
Dude, I don't know. I'm just saying. You'll find out in 30 minutes if you should cry or not. I don't know.
Randy, if I cry.
We'll see.
Taylor has to hear about it, so just know she's not going to be happy.
Oh, then I'll be sick tomorrow.
Well, in honor of me trying to find these stupid Post Malone Oreos, I've got a trivia question about Oreos because I'm selfish. The question is, how many Oreos or how many names has the Oreo cookie had in its lifetime? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
4 different names over its lifetime. Let me explain. They've had multiple identity crises in the past. In 1912, it was called the Oreo Biscuit.
Sounds like a dog treat.
Good thing they got rid of that.
I would not love it.
Shortly after that, in 1921, it was the Oreo Sandwich. I like that one.
I think it about turkey, so I don't like it.
Way to ruin it.
I thought it made sense,
because, you know, the two biscuits, and then...
Don't say biscuit. It's not a biscuit. Leave the biscuit in 1912.
The little... I don't know. I'm going to say cheese.
Cookies.
The little cream in the middle. All right. It's fine. It was Oreo biscuit. Then it was Oreo sandwich in 1921. Again, shortly after that, 1937, they changed it again to Oreo cream sandwich.
I like that. And that's what I would guess what it is today.
But it says sandwich and you hate sandwich.
Well, I like when you add cream to it. It makes sense.
Well, then they waited a little bit longer. And in 1974, they switched it to Oreo chocolate sandwich cookie.
I mean, whatever.
That is too long. Respectfully, too long. It's Oreo. What? No one's going to be like, hi,
what aisle is the Oreo chocolate sandwich cookie? What aisle is this?
You might be now.
No, you're not. Where's the Oreos at?
I'm going to start calling it Oreo biscuits to see if the real ones remember. You're doing a lot of talking about these Oreos because you're going to go hunting for the Post Malone special edition.
Yeah.
Salted caramel Oreos.
Yeah.
That just got announced today. And we were just doing Let's Get Quizzical about Oreos. It's on my mind. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were even saying that you saw like a fact that guys are more likely to bite into them whole.
Yep.
Women are more likely to twist them in half and then eat like the side that's plain and the side that has cream on it. It unlocked a horrifying memory for me. Can I please share it?
Well, I love horrifying memories.
I've been waiting to do this live on the radio, to be honest with you. My younger brother, huge Oreo fan. I mean, like, that was his thing growing up. Would ask to eat Oreos for breakfast.
More than Doritos, because I know he's a...
Those are his two things. Doritos and Oreos are his, like, obsessions. Oreos was like, can I please have them for breakfast? I want them before dinner. I want them after dinner. He's obsessed. And I think he probably still is to this day. So we would always have Oreos around the house. And if you didn't get to them quick enough, you would open the package like, oh, I'm so excited to just have a little, like, one Oreo dipped in milk. If my brother got to them before you did, you would open it and find a bunch of empty, just plain cookies. What he would do, there's two things. He would open them in half and just lick the cream out of it and put the cookie back. Or... what was more common was the Mega Oreo. He would split the Oreos in half, take the cream out, and put it on top of one half, and do that with the rest of the cookies to make a mega, I mean, like, mega stuffed Oreo.
There's a thing called double stuffed.
And that's what he did it with. We always had double stuffed. We never
Double stuffed wasn't enough?
No. He would make mega Oreos. So you would have to decide, Do I eat the plain cookie?
Do I risk it hoping to God he hasn't licked it? Mm-hmm. And this is a mega Oreo that he left behind?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he lick these?
Exactly.
Which one did you choose?
I normally didn't eat them.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I guess I would look to see. Could you tell if there was lick marks?
I didn't risk it. If I really wanted them, then I would grab the package right after my mom brought them home from the grocery store and hoard them in my room.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
So he couldn't find them.
Because honestly, that's really gross.
It's really disgusting. So I've been waiting to tell that story about him.
Imagine when he gets married one day. Imagine.
If there's one thing
You need to forewarn.
If I'm giving the speech at the wedding, that's the first thing I'm saying. Yes. Check your Oreos.
Check the Oreos.
It's disgusting.
And say I do.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.